Off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Karen, how are you?
Good morning, friends. I'm well. How are you both?
Good. It's lovely to hear from you.
Thank you.
Good. It's great to catch up.
It is. And what have you been reading? Have you been burning through your reading pile at the moment, Karen?
I've been reading so much. Yeah, I really have. It's been fantastic, actually. Sort of a bit of mixture of all sorts of things. But remember when I last spoke to you a couple of weeks ago, I'd been reading my way through the Ockham Book Awards,
yes.
Dan Medlicott Acorn Prize for Fiction shortlist. And I've read them all now. There's four of them.
Wow.
And so the one I've got today is the final book that
awesome.
I read from the shortlist, and it's Pearly Gates by Owen Marshall.
That sounds very exciting. I feel a little bit sad that we can't all be at the Writers' Festival this month to see all the Ockhams and stuff roll out as they normally would. But such is the way of Corona at the moment.
I know, but it's really cool to see how they've sort of adapted to the situation and have created a series of virtual events. Yesterday morning, the Auckland Writers' Festival had their first in the series of their winter series live streaming a writers' event with Bernardine Evaristo,
awesome.
Who won the Booker Prize, and Barbara Ewing and Alan Bollard. And it seemed to go really smoothly. So that was really great. And of
cool.
course, the Ockhams are going to be streamed online live as well. So I guess
yes.
that's one way for us to participate.
Exactly. So what's this book about?
Well, it's just a really lovely, gentle novel. And it's sort of a straight down the line, readable read, and quite absorbing and quite feel good, with great characters that you really get involved with. So I think this will really appeal to a lot of people at this time. So Pearly Gates is set in a small North Otago town, and our main character is Pat Pearly Gates, and he sort of thinks of himself as an achiever. He's the achiever of the family. He's a good local son, made good, and he's accustomed to success. He's been a rugby player for Otago, but he had his All Blacks ambitions thwarted by a dodgy knee, and he's a two-term mayor of his town, and he's also a real estate agent. And I guess he's kind of aware that he's had all this luck and success in life, but the tide can turn at any time. So Pearly finds out that his colleague Philip is going to run against him in the next mayoral race. So he's sort of threatened by that. And
ooh.
Philip is sort of like the new guard. He's a great communicator, has great community outreach. He's engaged with environmental concerns, and he's just sort of popular and fresh. But Pearly finds out a piece of information that he can use against Philip. So we have these moral and ethical
ooh.
Issues come into play. I think Owen Marshall is probably best known for being the real master of the short story craft.
Right.
So I think, yeah, his skill as a short story writer means all his writing's really polished and refined. And this novel is really super, super well plotted, with a really great, colourful cast of characters who really draw you in.
I think this is one that I'll definitely be putting on my list. I know my grandma will be putting it on her list because she likes anything to do with South or Central Otago.
Perfect.
I know that those will be very much on the list. But it does sound like a lovely kind of portrait, maybe, of rural New Zealand life.
Yeah, it's a really great evocation of provincial New Zealand sort of small town operations and community, and very South Island. The cover, I wish I could show you the cover. It's kind of reminds me a bit of a Graham Sidney painting. It's
right.
a painting by Hamish Allen, and it's very much that kind of Otago light, these rolling hills and a Art Deco house. So yeah, very evocative.
Sounds gorgeous. And it's really nice. I think the thing about the Ockhams is it reminds you how good literature coming out of New Zealand is as well. It just is like, oh, we have so much talent here. And,
oh my gosh, yeah. Totally. I've been sort of blown away. I mean, I guess Jenna and I both read a lot of New Zealand fiction.
Yeah.
And so much of it is so good. And I just can't wait to see how this the fiction section unfolds, because
yep.
the four quite different books, and they're all really worthy.
It's going to be super interesting then.
Yeah.
So remind us of the four the four finalists?
Yeah, so there's A Mistake by Carl Shuker, Halibut on the Moon by David Van, Oweb by Becky Manawatu, and this one, Pearly Gates by Owen Marshall.
Awesome. That's going to be really exciting. Do you know when the live stream is happening, Karen?
Yeah, so the live stream is going to be May the 12th at 6 p.m. and you can just nip over to the Ockham Book Awards YouTube channel.
Cool.
I think they will also stream it on Facebook Live on their Facebook page.
Oh, great.
And you can keep an eye on their social media and the YouTube channel because they've got all sorts of content up there at the moment, great author readings and things like that. So, yeah, just sort of to build a bit of momentum. It's
fantastic.
Pretty exciting.
Oh, that's really exciting. And it's great to see Time Out's able to open under Level 3. I've been enjoying the photos of Jenna with her pizza peel, passing books across 2 meters.
Business innovation.
It is innovation. Yeah. It's great to see. So that's awesome to hear that you guys are able to be open again, which is really cool.
It's great.
Hey, thank you so much, Karen. It's lovely to chat to you this morning. Really looking forward to reading that book. I think that sounds like a really great one.
And, Thanks, Rachel.
Be super interested to see how the Ockhams go too. So we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks' time.
Looking forward to it.
Awesome. Cheers.
Take care. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
It certainly